This show was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kanepes, Hawke's Bay's community access radio station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for enabling us to put Hawke's Bay voices on air.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Money Talks with Stephen Dedricks from Taxal Limited, your local, national and international accounting firm, here on Radio Kidnappers. For a start, a great thanks and gratitude goes to Ken and his team here at Radio Kidnappers for putting the show together, and also our terrific sponsors. Without them, none of these shows could go out on Radio Kidnappers. So thank you to you all. Today we're going to follow on the last show where we were talking about different ways to earn income, and we specifically focused on the advantages and disadvantages of different types of income. We started off with an income from our employment, and also going back to school, where you can basically increase your ability and technical ability in your profession, and that way gain more income from that. So today we're going to focus on income from a second job, and also whether we should start our own business. So it's just advantages and disadvantages, and it's for you to ultimately decide which is best for you. And you know, this is just information, and you've got to sit down, talk to your financial planners, advisors, people in the particular industries that you're interested in, to see if it's the right decision for you. So let's get into it. So the advantages of having a second job, and one of the main advantages that first stand out is a second job can provide you with income for savings or retirement. So, you know, you can also use the money to save for a house, you know, which you can later add to, and it will become your family home. You know, a second job will also give you more skills. You can get more opportunity to learn different skills and gain additional insights into your particular job. And this also increase your income. You could end up becoming the go-to person for your employer, or your main employer. If you could still could learn a new job while you're still in your old job, and this is particularly if you're thinking of changing industries and wanting to know if this new industry is really the right thing for you. So you could take a second job in that new industry, learn about the industry, and figure out, yep, this is for me or not. And while you're doing this, you'll still have your main job. So that's, you know, that's good. There's less stress, like not no stress. There's always stress, but which is a good thing. But because you know that if you lose your main job for whatever reason, that you'll still have some income coming in from your second job, and this will, in most cases, be less income. But it will be income while you get yourself established again, so that you can increase your income. So, like I said, less stress, but no stress. Okay. So your income is not tied to one employer, and you can think of this as diversifying yourself, your employment income, in one way. And so mainly your main income is not tied to one employer. If you're, if you lose your job, you've got the second one. The thing to keep in mind is that if your main income and your second income is in the same industry, then that may cause you a problem. For example, if you're in the building industry and it's your main job and your second job is a bricklayer, if there's a downturn in the building industry, then it may affect both your jobs. So, Yeah, so that's something to keep in mind. With having two jobs, you also develop a strong work ethic, because you're going to work, like say, a 9-to-5 in your first job, and then afterwards you're going out into your second job. So that, you know, putting that on your resume would show anybody that you're fully committed and you are dependable, because you show up, and you will also bring to them skills from two different jobs, and depending on the industry, two different industries. So you have increased freedom, and that's because you will have additional income coming in, and you can do more things with that income. So then that gives you that additional freedom, and you also feel a bit emotionally stronger, because you know there's some additional money coming in. Now the thing is, it's important to work out what you're going to do with the money, because with most things, as people's incomes increase, so do their expenses. So if you if you were just going to spend the money anyway on everyday things, then you may want to think twice about, do you really need a second job? But if there's specific purposes for that second job, then and you apply the income to that purposes, then I think it's a good thing. So, for example, money for a family holiday, and I personally did that. Excuse me, I took on a second job so we could save some money for a family holiday, and we went off to South Africa, showed my wife where I grew up, and more importantly, my grandmother got to see her great grand daughters, and she was in her 80s and going slowly blind. So that was a good, in my mind, a good way of using that money for a second job. So you have to decide for yourself what it is. But the message is, if you're just going to spend it on anything that's of no real value to you, then what's the point of getting a second job then? So, and you may want additional money for, if you have a hobby, this money can help and assist with your hobby, and you never know, that could turn into a business one day. So that's some of the advantages. We're looking at the disadvantages of having a second job. Well, the first one that stands out to me is physical and mental fatigue. And a second job does increase your physical and mental fatigue, and that will not always be appreciated by any of your employers. You could lose, there could be a loss of focus in your job, so that's not a good thing. And also for the fatigue could result in illness. Most importantly, also unease at home, if your spouse requires you to assist at home and to get some things done, and you're not able to do that, that's going to cause unease at home, which is not a good thing. The other disadvantage is increased taxes and reduced benefits. So with a second job, yes, there will be increased taxes. It may also move you up to a higher tax bracket, and that will mean that you do pay more taxes. The other thing that could result is that because you're earning more money, you could have less government benefits, which in my view is a good thing, because the less we the less we depend on government for our financial position, I think the better off we are. But there's a process to going to working through that. So so while we're still working through that, some government benefit is good, but I think we should all aim to get rid of the of being reliant on government for financial support. We'll just feel better off that way. So so that's the disadvantage of increased taxes and reduced benefits. The other disadvantage is, which I alluded to before, of having a purpose for work, having a second job, if we're not disciplined to save money, then we'll just spend it on anything, and that's not good. So we have to maintain that discipline. There could also be a conflict of interest between your employers, and working for a second employer, they may first employer may think you're taking all their know-how to the other employer, and vice versa, and they may not be happy with that. So that's not a good thing. There's also the added stress of completing both jobs well. You could be working a 9-to-5, but in reality, I mean, who works a 9-to-5 these days? You're more likely to be there from 8 till 6, and that's been conservative. So that's really 10 hours a day. And then if you're working your part-time job, which they say it's 2 hours, but in effect it ends up being 3 hours. So you're working basically 13 hours per day. And that's going to have an impact on overtime, whether you complete both jobs well. And if you don't, then you may end up losing both jobs. So that's a factor to keep in mind. The other thing is, childcare costs. If you are working a second job, then you have to compare that income to the costs of paying for childcare. And I think these days many people have some family arrangements where other families can help look after the children, but not everyone is in such a position. But there's a bigger cost than just the financial cost for paying for childcare while you work your second job. There's also time away from children. And if your child is with a carer, you'd have heard that there's a saying, children do as they see. So they will not be. You may tell the carer how you want certain things done, but at the end of the day, the children will do what they see, and they see the carer and the actions the carer take, not the actions that you take. So that's a disadvantage of the of time away or when you do have a second job. There's health and diet costs. For example, if you're traveling from your one job to the next job, you'll likely be rushing to that job and just grabbing food on the way, fast food. And over time, that has an effect on your health. So that's got to be taken into account as well. And also the travel time and costs is additional costs for travel, parking, that sort of thing. So you've got to weigh up the maths as well, because like I mentioned, a lot of other factors, but the maths don't lie. If you're making, say, $300-$400, but it's costing you a bit more, or even close to that, then you got to weigh it up to see whether it's really worthwhile. That said, that's just the advantages. You also have to look at the disadvantages. You also have to look at the advantages that I mentioned earlier, so that you can see if it's the right decision for you. So that's income from a second job. Now let's look at starting a business. So this is totally different, and lots of things impacting whether you should or not. So basically, we start a business for a variety of reasons. I mentioned hobbies before. We may have a hobby that turned into something that's producing regular income, and we think, oh, this is great, let's go full out and start a business with this. The other thing is, I'll refer to mums, but this can apply to any spouse, but generally, like mums, when they are recently, when they've had a baby, they may think that they want to spend more time with their family, with their children, and they don't want to go back to work, so they look at if they can start up a business from home. And I remember my soccer coach, she started dressmaking business and making all the club's gear and tracksuits, and her lounge was always full of clothes. So that could be reasons why people start a business. And again, this is not just only for moms. It could be any spouse that's at home looking after the children and deciding, okay, you know, they can start a business from home to support the family financially. So that's the important thing with starting a business. It's a tough decision to do that. It's nothing like if you have a job and you're earning a certain income. It's not a great income, but it's an income. You can support your family, and you're not super wealthy or wealthy financially. In the financial aspects of it, but you can support your family and you're there for them. If you decide to go out on a business, you're basically taking away that safety net to go after your dream. And so it's a pretty tough decision. And I'm not saying being an employee is a bad thing, because if things are done correctly as an employee, you could still become financially wealthy and have provided that security for your family. So developing a business is just a different avenue of earning income. So with some of the advantages with developing a business is you're your own boss. So, we make our own decisions, we develop the business and the philosophy of the business the way we want to do that. So, that's great. I remember when I first started, I thought, oh, great, this meant I was my own boss. I soon realized that, I have my clients and my clients are my boss. And this meant, enforced discipline. When you're an employee, if you work 9 to 5, you leave at 5 and that's it for the day, and tomorrow you come back. When we run our own business, we're responsible for everything, and we do what we do until the job is done, not until 5 o'clock comes and we leave and we come back tomorrow. So it's that added responsibility. And with that, the second thing I think we need is to be passionate about what we're doing. And that's quite important. So if you're going to be doing something for a long time and burning the midnight candle while everybody's gone to bed at home and we're still working, then we want to really be passionate about it. So, that's a really good thing that that we should have when we build our business. The thing with passion is that just because we're passionate about our particular business, we still have to remember that there's many things in the business that we've got to do. And for example, debt collection. Client doesn't pay us, we've got to ring them up and say, hey, it's past due, you've got to pay the money. It's a difficult thing. I may not want to do that, but it's something, we just have to, I guess, put our adult pants on and make the call. So so it's great to have our passion, but we also have to look at other things that's needed in the business, such as insurances or the accounting systems, and that's where we can get people to help us and surround ourselves with good people in our business. So we also have creative freedom, and this is where we recognize opportunities in our business. When you're doing a business, you may feel that things are going really well, and then out of the blue something happens. You lose a major client, or one of your key staff members decide to leave. And you may not have the cash flow to appeal to their to their wallet, if that helps. In most cases it don't, but it doesn't. But you got to try something, right? But this is where our creativeness can come through, in that we could offer that employee a petrol card, because we don't have the cash flow in that regard. or we could offer them a work from home for a day or two, or if they're, depending on how long the employee's been there and their quality, you may offer them a share of the business. So there's various things, and we can become creative with the way we think and as to how we run our business to keep it going. So the other thing is, the other advantage is we obtain all the rewards. So, you know, we have an idea, we put in the long hours, we determine to see it go through, and at the end of the day, it succeeds, and we get the rewards, the financial rewards are there. But I think more important than the financial rewards are the way we, when we working through all the problems that come up and we succeed. Yeah, we learn the experience and the skills in getting our product or service to the market and keeping it at the market. That's a good skill because the reward from that is it's bigger than financial because we could basically take that skills and determination and apply it to any particular any other product or service, and we know we will succeed. So that's a great advantage. On that, oh, okay. So we also, you know, we get to build what we want to build. We can also we help people along the way. We can provide income for people in our community and help them put food on the table for their family. It comes with added stress, but that's there. We can be flexible. Running your own business gives you the flexibility where you can. Like for me, for example, if I need to be at children's school activities in the day, I can go there and I go back to the office. So that's some good flexibility there. And there's also, you know, like delayed retirement. So if you still need to work when you reach retirement because maybe you want to or you need to, and for example, if you were a teacher, you can then start a tutoring business or just do business writing for people, for other businesses. There's also tax advantages. The government wants businesses to employ people because that way the government doesn't have to provide benefits to unemployed people. So the government provides tax advantages for businesses there. I'll move on to the disadvantages. I'm running a bit out of time, but now, there's high financial risk when you run your business. You haven't done, we may not have done it before. So we need to get financing. If we want to get financing from a bank, they may not want to give us the financing because we haven't done it before and haven't shown positive cash flow, or at the minimum, our cash flow doesn't cover the debt servicing. So they'll want a security, and in most cases, the security is the family home. So there's the high risk. Also, the Ministry for Business, Innovation and Employment issued a report in 2017 which shows that for businesses started between 2010 and 2016, the business failures were 63% for single business owners, 48% for business owners with 1 to 5 employees, and 41% for business owners with 6 to 19 employees. So there's a high risk. There's also the risk that the liabilities will remain there after business failure, and this is particularly where business owners have provided personal guarantees. And an example is in a lease situation, you know, the business fails, so basically the lease is still there. The landlord, although they are looking for a new tenant, which they're required to do, they can still come after the previous business owner for the unpaid rent and the cost to obtain a new tenant. So that's some of the an advantage, a disadvantage. There's also long hours. So you got to work to. If you're an employee, 9 to 5. It's your business, so you work till you get the job done, and you're just working longer hours and sometimes on weekends when you're starting. There's also the disadvantage of feeling isolated. So, you know, we make all the decisions, we gather a good team around us of advisors, but at the end of the day, we take the advice, but we make the decisions ourselves. So it can be quite isolating to do that. And also, if the decision is wrong, it's just knowing to be quick, but not too quick, because you want to, you know, give an idea a try, but also be flexible to change. So there's no vacation time or limited time, especially when you're starting out. And you know, when you're running your business, and if you're a single person or you've got a couple of staff, when you take vacations and things, you got to see that there's still income coming in, so that you know, you can pay all the expenses. And also, when you're on vacation, you want to be on vacation and not be on vacation thinking about the business, because your family's not going to like that at all. Your income could vary, and I think of florists. Sometimes their income comes in Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, and Christmas Day, and the rest of the year it's nominal income. So that may be the case for some florists. So and that's just an example. So there's the variable income. You must be able to manage your income. There's also your competitors. Just because a business owner started up a business down the street doesn't mean the other businesses are going to go, oh, we might as well shut up shop. No, people are going to compete with you, and you have to be aware of that and figure out if you want to be a commodity or a premium business service, and know where your business is. You got to understand all the tasks. Not, you may be a great chiropractor or baker, but you got to know marketing, you know, your leasing, getting the compliance and accounting right. So you got to have a good team around you. And also, you know, business owners who paid last. So you pay employees, suppliers, creditors, and if there's money left over, you put it back into the business, and then you know, you're paying all the different taxes, and then if there's something left over, that's for you. And the other thing is, you got to keep up to date with all information in the industry, and if you you know, and that, like, I attend lots of accounting and legal seminars, and if you know, if you're not attending that, you tend to lose out, and also you may lose good employees, because they may go to other places that are much, you know, that provide them that up the ability to be up to date. So look, that's just a brief and fast take at the advantages and disadvantages of a second job and having opening up a business. So we'll continue the series next time. So thank you very much for joining in, and enjoy your day. This is Stephen Dedux from Taxile on Money Talks here on Radio Kidnappers. Bye bye.
This show was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kidnappers, Hawke's Bay's community access radio station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for enabling us to put Hawke's Bay voices on air.